Hanson. Care for a rub down?
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Something special is about to happen.
Are you waiting to receive my limp penis?
Very aroused.
It was better than later.
Yeah, g'day rubbers and punters. It's the Chase Your Losses podcast here again, Rep Round Edition. I'm your host, Natty, and with me as always, riding a shotgun in the punt mobile is Rando, the dick extender. What's going on, mate?
Mate, Rep Round, I'm so keen for it. You know, when the Cowboys are rolling in. I haven't even mentioned how good I felt after that Cowboys win. I know my bet didn't come through, but I was at the game at Brookie, saw that comeback, and it was one of the greatest moments of my life as a live spectator, so I'm feeling great.
It was a fantastic game, bro, and to be honest, like, obviously I had a lot of bets on the Cowboys in that game, and even though they were down, I was just confident that they were going to come home with the bickies towards the end there. Just such a better team than the Manly Seagulls.
Yeah, absolutely, and I mean, I know I tipped Murray Taulagi to score and Valentine's Holmes decides that. I know. I mean, if Townsend kicks that kick across field, you expect Taulagi to be the end of it. But Valentine Holmes, used to playing the wing because of his origin. I understand that, and that's why he scored a couple of tries. But, despite the bad punt, I'm so much gladder in real life that we got up.
Yeah, a couple of bad beats for us in that round, but we'll cover that in next week's Chase Losses podcast. We'll do the recap. For this one, we're going to go through the international games, the three international games. Then we're going to just blow your fucking lid off with the State of Origin stats again. Now, when we go through the international games, well, obviously, we're going to try and pick a try scorer and a side in each one. Now, guys, you can bet on that, a standalone same game multi, or you can do what we're going to do, and we're going to tally them all up and throw them in the D-Gen multi towards the end to try and get something really, really down and dirty and disgusting. I'm hoping to get over 200 to 1.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. For this weekend, we can.
I love it. Now, I'm just going to tear the top off Tony Tinicello. You've been at the pub all afternoon, so you should be fucking flying, bro.
I should. If I have another beer, mate, you won't understand me.
I'm gambling again.
You're a lying, low-life, motherfucking gambling degenerate prick. You know that's what you are?
Oh, yeah, good. All right, so let's get into the international games. First one, New Zealand versus Tonga. This is going to be a fucking cracker. Throw some stats at me, bro, and then we'll try and dial in a try scorer and a side. Straight at the top of my head, I do like the New Zealand team here with the players that they've selected. They look very strong.
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got Tonga coming up against New Zealand, and Tonga aren't too fancied against New Zealand. New Zealand have won 5 of their 6 meetings against Tonga. And to make matters worse for the Tongan side is that we are finding that Tonga have actually never won at Mount Smart Stadium in 5 visits either. So they hate the venue. They hate the opposition when they come to it in stats-wise. So that's why I think New Zealand are going to win, and they're going to win well this weekend against the Tongan alternative.
Yeah, nice. So at the moment, what have we got? New Zealand are paying $1.25. If we go in a little bit further, because I think they're going to rip and tear here. 13 plus does sound good. You're going to get double your money there at $2. Who do you like for try scorers here?
I really love, and you'd obviously agree with this, Joey Manu at fullback. How good he plays it. Oh, absolute boner alert. He's been unbelievable for the Roosters at fullback. In his 10 games, he's won 8 of them at fullback. That's why I think New Zealand will get up, because they just love him at the back there. He's run in his last 4 games, he's run for 200 metres plus. Now, Teddy, James Tedesco, has run 200 plus metres this season 4 times alone. So the fact that in Manu's last 4 games, he's run for 200 metres versus what Teddy's done in 14 games this season, it's quite incredible. So you've got to go Manu here to get hands on the ball a lot more and probably score a try there for the Kiwis.
Yeah, love Manu. I love it every time he puts the one jersey on. The thing about Manu is he's so damaging with the ball in hand, but he's a very busy player as well. Like both sides of the ruck, Johnny on the spot, chasing kicks. His support play is really good as well. So he's got a lot of threat areas where he could score a try. He's not just one dimensional in that sense. So I think we've got a lot of chances there to pick up a try. And he's paying $2.12 for a try there. I think that's fucking... as licensed to print money there. You put them two together, New Zealand 13 plus into Manu to score, you're getting $3.25, and I think that's the first leg of our D-Gen multi.
Fuck yeah, let's add it to the bet slip right now.
Let's go.
Fuck yeah.
Let's go. All right, so sweet. Next game, we've got Samoa up against Cook Island. So a little bit of a one-sided affair here. Obviously, Cook Island's playing $26 for the win. It's... ridiculous even picking a side here. Like betting on Samoa at $1 is stupid. Don't do that. There's just no value in that at all. So I propose that we pick two try scorers in this game.
I think you are dead set right that we should. And I think I know the two try scorers you're thinking of. There is good news for the Cook Islands fans out there who are looking. I know we got a lot of Cook Islands fans in this podcast
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, big. This was big one in the Cook
number one podcast in the Cook Islands, I've heard.
Love it.
Samoa have only won one of their last eight internationals dating back to 2016. They had a horrid 2017 World Cup campaign where they didn't even win a match. They only drew one. However, this is one of their strongest probably the strongest outfit they've ever put up in international history. I'm going to start with this left side attack. I'm going to end with this left side attack because Tago, May, Schuster, and if you add Milford to that fucking left side attack, that's a fucking outstanding backline, a dream team backline. You couldn't fit that left side in the salary cap, let alone the other nine players. So they have scored 24 tries combined, those players, and assisted in 9 try assists on top of that. Schuster, legally blind, but legally able to fucking hand over a ball. I really like Tago and May to score here, to be honest, because this right side for the Cook Islands, they've got absolutely nobody special. I think they've got Anthony Gelling. I'm not too sure which side he'll land on, but he's played a few World Cups as well, so he's got a bit of experience. Hopefully they put him on the right side for some sort of compensation, because the rest of the players, honestly, in my opinion, will be turnstiles to these guys. So I like Tago and May, Samoa 13 plus, to be honest. But if you are thinking you want some value, maybe consider that 36.5 line because, as you mentioned, Natty, in the last podcast with the Panthers, such a big line against the Warriors, you just never know what resistance you're going to see from a team. And 36 points is a fucking lot to be behind. So 100%. It'd be very interesting.
Even the 13 plus, it's $1.04. I just don't find any value in betting in things that are that short. But I'm happy to go. I do love Tago and May. I was thinking about Schuster as a try scorer, but we know that he is, like you said, he's legally blind. He's passing the ball through Braille. That's his go. He likes to set up tries. So I'm more confident that he sets up Tago than he dummies and goes himself. So I'm happy to go Tago and May, both very short for try scorers. But if you put them two together, you're going to get $2.
That's all you need. That's all you need to double your money here. And especially when we slot it into the DJ multi, it's going to look real well. But do consider Schuster for a try scorer if you're looking for that extra value. But as your financial advisor, as your financial advisors, we do recommend going the outside backs on this one.
Yep, 100%. And the thing is, like in these international games, when there's a lot of points being scored, it's very side to side, it's open style footy, and you know, May will get two, Tago will get two. Even on the other end, Cook Islands, the wingers might get involved there as well. It's very edge dominant, isn't it?
Absolutely. And who would have thought that Tago and May would end up on the same side in international land? I was absolutely shocked when I saw that. So that's going to be something special, that sort of chemistry on the left-hand side. Like we're kind of seeing with the New South Wales right side with all those Penrith Panthers players. So it's going to be something special.
100%. Yeah, look, May, if he doesn't score, I'm dead set not here. Now, let's get into the next international game. It's Fiji versus PNG. Now, Fiji, shout out to all the Fiji boys listening to this podcast. At one point, the Weekly Rubdown was number one podcast in Fiji. I don't know how it happened or what the hell the go is there, but we were top of the charts there, and I hang my hat on it. So shout out to Fiji, and I'll be backing them in this one.
Fuck yeah. I am absolutely on the Fiji train. They've won 7 of their last 10 internationals, but beware, they've only won one of their last 4 mid-season games when they don't have all the players backing up from the NRL season, the ones that have missed out on Australian selection, Origin selection, those sorts of players. But in their last 4 meetings between these sides, neither side has won more by more than 12 points. That's why you see the line at minus 10.5 towards Fiji. I like leaning towards that minus 10.5. I'm very close to that 1-12 margin, but that's what I'm kind of leaning towards right now. Where I really think this game will be won is in the forwards. Now, you've got Tui Kamika and Williami Kikau for the Fijians, who are playing in their positions. You've got other forwards for the Fijians who you've got Ratu Vakasterivalu. I know he might look like 14 bucks on Sportsbet, but he's actually not that great. He's only averaged 21 minutes per game. Don't look at him. He's just a fucking stalwart. Second rower, Taniela Sadrugu, has played out of position in centre in the Q Cup, so now he's coming and playing second row. And you've got a player called Tane Milne. When you see him in Sportsbet, don't think he's playing wing. He's playing lock in the middle. Wow. I was talking to Guru about this. He came in the same system as Angus Crichton did in that GPS rugby system, where he played in the exact same position as Angus Crichton. So don't underestimate him defensively or in attack. He grew up as that sort of back rower position like we've seen inside centres and rugby turn to from their schoolboy level. But I reckon Viliami Kikau is your man here. He comes up against Nixon Put, who averages 23 tackles per game and 140 run metres in Queensland Cup. Kikau up against reserve graders. You got to take Kikau every day of the week because he makes first grade players look like reserve graders, let alone what he's going to do to reserve graders.
Exactly. He's a salivating pick week in, week out at NRL level, playing for the Panthers, the best team in the competition. Coming up against the PNG, I mean, please, it's got to happen. Now, the question is here, do we take Fiji 1-12 or do we take the minus 10.5? I think just in case it's a blowout, I think we take the minus 10.5. You did mention you did like it.
And anyone who listens to this podcast knows that Natty loves a fucking 1-12 bet. So when he's saying take the 10.5, we fucking take the 10.5. 100%. So let's go that.
I did. I got some movement early on when you did mention the 1-12. I went, oh, God, this is my language. But let's bet with our head and not over it, eh? So
absolutely.
Fiji minus 10.5 into big kick out. That's going to get us $3.50. That seems like we're stealing money there. So bang, $3.50. Whack that in as we go. Whew. We're building. We're already at $26.
Bruh. We're killing it. And we've got Origin to come, which is going to be very tight.
Huge. So just to recap those bets for the international games that are kicking off on Saturday, we've got the Kiwis 13 plus into Manu to score a try, $3.25. We've got Fiji. Oh, hang on. I'll skip one. We've got Tago and May to score a try at $2 in the Samoa versus Cook Islands game. And then Fiji minus 10.5 into big Viliami Kikau, $3.50. There are bets for the international games. Let's get into the state of origin.
It tells us that something special is about to happen.
First up, I do want to talk about the team changes. Obviously, a host of changes for the New South Wales Blues, namely Burton coming in at centre, Crichton moving into the other centre position. You've got Appy, who will start at hooker, Cook coming off the bench. Then we've got Talakai on the bench. What else did they have? They've got Jake Trbojevic up there at front row, which will steal up their middle. Cameron Murray and Liam Martin are going to be in the back row there with Sims missing out. We all saw the writing on the wall there. So a lot of changes, which there's two sides of the coin here. You could say, look, they've hit the panic button. They're making a lot of changes. You know, like it's panic stations for New South Wales. Or you could say, look, let's look at this team change, black and white. It is a better team picked this time round than there was there in game one. So I like this team, specifically Burton. I think he's a fantastic pickup. I'll talk a lot about him and the impact that he'll have in this game, namely just having another kicker in the game. I think the Maroons will pressure Cleary again. I don't expect Cleary to have a really big impact on this game, but what that does, it will free up Luai and Burton to make their own impact on the outcome of this game. So, love Burton. What do you think about the New South Wales changes, bro?
Obviously, a lot of people think panic stations, but I'm pretty sure that last time the Blues came to Perth, Freddie did the exact same move where he made a bunch of changes and they blew Queensland out of the water and then went on to win the series. I think that was in the 2019 one, if I am correct. So we've seen this before from Freddie. He gets rugby league. It's going to be interesting how these changes go. I think there's a lot of right changes that he's made. Putting Crichton in, I think, is so much better than Tarek Sims. I was calling for that earlier in my post when I did my statistical lineup. Also among them was Appy, Talakai and Burden. So statistically, it just makes sense for me. Jake Trbojevic is interesting. I understand what he does, though, outside of stats. He's not a statistically dominant player. But what you got to look with Matt Burden, I'll start with him mainly, is that we're looking at it as a centre rather than what he's done for the Bulldogs at 5'8". And we know that as a centre, Burden is a scorer over a creator. At centre, he's played 20 games. At 5'8", he's played 23 games. He's had 6 more line breaks at centre and scored 2 more tries compared to 5'8", where he has 6 more assists and 11 more line break assists. So we know that he's a scorer rather than a creator in that sense. We look to Appy. What has he done since the Origin, since Origin 1? He's averaged more minutes. He's averaged more tackles. His meters are still much lower than Damien Cook. So get him to work around the middle and work defensively. But I think that Damien Cook, when he comes off the bench, he's going to act as that Harry Grant role that we've seen.
It's copy-paste.
Kind of like the Benno. Absolutely.
It's copy-paste.
That's what Freddie's doing.
100%.
That's what Freddie's doing.
They've looked at how well it worked for the Maroons, and they've gone, look, fuck, what are we doing carrying a Stephen Crichton on the bench? Like, let's just do what they're doing. It works well. You know, Appy's going to take a lot of the sting out of the game in the early sort of 20, 25 minutes. Cook's going to come on, fresh legs. He is going to dominate up the middle. So, yeah, it makes sense. It's a good-looking team. Now, on the other side of the ball, we've got the Maroons, which they've made some changes, but they're forced changes. Obviously, with Coates out, we've got Muzza Tulungi coming in, which I think is a fantastic pick. Now you've got the left side for the Cowboys with Holmes and Muzza linking up there. I'll talk a lot about that when we dive into try scores as well. I'm really happy about that. And then the other one, the real big one, missing Cotter. But the shift that they've made here, it is a loss, but they've covered it up nicely. Tino's going to come in at 13. He's been playing big minutes for the Titans, and you'll back me up here, I'm sure. Statistically, he has been a fucking beast this year, so I love him at 13. He's obviously going to take the sting out of the middle there, and Carrigan's going to come on and have that impact like we saw in game one. I thought Lindsay Collins was one of the Maroons' best in the middle in game one. He's going to start, and you just bring Arrow on the bench who has done it before. He's been here, and he's done it and performed at this level. So, yeah, look, still a very strong team.
Absolutely. And you mentioned about Tino. He's really stepped up for the Gold Coast Titans in clubland. In the past 4 weeks, can you believe this, that he's averaged 76 more meters per carry? He's got 37 more PC meters, post-contact meters, and he's only touched the ball 5 more times. So absolutely incredible numbers that Tino's posting up. I know they're going to miss Cotter a lot, but Tino, I mean, we think Cotter's such a seasoned veteran right now. He only made his Origin debut in game one. You've got Tino here, who is a natural leader, who'll stand up. And then you've got Paddy Carrigan coming off the bench, who's going to do as much damage as he did in game one, because he's going to find those tired middle forwards and really apply the pressure to them. I know that's why they're playing Damien Cook off the bench. Damien Cook made 56 tackles with no misses last Origin, and I understand that he will fix that middle up. And that's what his role is off the bench, basically running out of dummy half and in defence, making sure that in that second half of the game, that New South Wales don't fall off. So don't expect a Daly Cherry Evans try off the scrum base this time through the middle. You won't expect that this time. So I really like what Queensland are doing there. Don't think that Cotter's out, that their middle's going to fucking falter.
The other thing with Cotter is, well, obviously the numbers that he put up in game one were very impressive. But he was made to play big minutes because of the injuries in their pack, right? If they didn't have those injuries, he wouldn't have played those minutes. And maybe we're not talking about Cotter as such a big loss if they hadn't have had those injuries. So, yes, he was impressive and he played an amazing game, but he played well above the minutes that he was expected to play. And I think maybe people are over-shouting the mark here with Cotter, just because I don't think that was his intended role.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he definitely stood up to the Origin arena, even though his role was probably not to play so many minutes, as you mentioned. So, yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see how they go in this next game. It's fucking, man, it's going to be tough. And we're getting to this bets now that I'm sure will clean through. It's a tough pick.
It is always very tough. And it's all about trying to find the strengths and weaknesses, and obviously trying to find value as well. Now, I replayed the game the other day, grabbed a pad and pen, and just jotted down a few notes about sort of where I saw each team, where they were letting the tries, where they were making mistakes, and how I can translate that into how they're going to attack in this game. So, first try, obviously, it was a lovely play, New South Wales. Great ball from Cookie, straight off the deck there, straight off the grass to Cleary. Quick ball to Luai. Now, DCE overcommits here. He gets a little bit tied up with Sims, and Luai turns his hips in, commits to Luai, and obviously then they get White in the ball with a one-on-one with Gagai. White gets on the outside of Gagai, and he's just too strong to handle that far out and scores. So really clever play there, Slick. And then there's another play shortly after, a few minutes. Cleary, short ball to Sims. DC overcommits again. And Sims makes sort of like a half break, gets to his knees and elbows really quick, plays the ball. And obviously the Maroons are on their heels. And that's the one where Junior crashes over underneath the sticks. But it's an obstruction and it's a no try. Now the Queensland, their first try, it's a pass from Ponga. It's left to right, which is not his great edge. Hits the deck, bounces up into Cobbo's hand. He makes a break, grubbers it inside. Gagai gets the ball and scores. Now, of course, that is just highlight package worthy. But for me, that's more of a luck try than when I look at that first try for New South Wales, where it was really X's and O's type shit. And this is the difference between the two teams. New South Wales are very strategic, calculated, concise with their plays, whereas Queensland are all heart, all go, and they just fucking go at New South Wales 100 miles an hour and see what sticks. And that's the sort of play that Queensland can bring up, where things just start bouncing their way and they just rely on sheer talent from Cobbo to make that one stick. Then we had, but this next one for Ponga. Ponga on the left, short side ball, and we did talk about this in the first podcast. Ponga loves that left edge sweep because he favors that right to left pass. Big goosey from him, silky ball outside to Holmes, who catches Toops too far in, and he strolls over for an easy try. So love that play. Love that play from Queensland there. Then we had Cherry off the scrum. You can cross that out because that's not going to happen again, like we mentioned. Again, Luai skips off to the left, gets Cherry to engage, to square up, to turn his hips in, to over-engage and short ball to Murray, and he crashes over. So what I really took out of that was DCE is one of the biggest weak points in this entire game, not just in Queensland's defence, but this entire game. The fact that how he overcommits in these defensive plays where he doesn't trust his inside man, it's really putting a lot of pressure on Dane Gagai, and it shows in the stats because Dane Gagai missed 9 tackles, which is not in his game. And I think it's more to do with DCE than it is to do with Gagai. So if I'm looking at strengths and weaknesses, I think it's all going to be New South Wales left. I think Maroons are going to really pressure Cleary. I think they're going to have that Panthers link man in there with Yo, Cleary, and it's going to push Luai out further, and he's going to have more space, and he's going to have the overlap on the left there. So it's going to be Luai, Burton, Murray, and To'o out there with all the opportunities to score the tries for New South Wales. For Queensland, I think it centres around Munster, doesn't it? He is the danger man. I think he will command a lot of attention. I can see Cleary and Martin rushing up to try and stop him. Those two combined for 7 missed tackles in game one. And I really like the combo, like I said earlier, of Holmes and Talangi on the left there to try and get some space. And you add in that Ponga loves that left edge sweep, and that right to left pass is one of the best in the business. So, yep, New South Wales left and Queensland's left for the attacking strengths for me.
Absolutely. I think that's a great shout as well. And I think that you can't go past New South Wales left side, and you definitely pulled out DCE as the defensive weakness there for Queensland. I strayed away from it in the last preview, saying that I thought that Munster and Capewell were the weakness sides, but New South Wales identified correctly that DCE was that defensive weakness. So I do like that left-hand side. And when we talk about the word second row smoky going through our minds, we're looking at Murray. We're looking at Talakai too there, who will come off the bench and will most likely play in the forwards as a reserve forward rather than replace Burden or Crichton in the centre.
So I love that.
There you go. So that's what I'm thinking. And I'm also thinking left side attack for New South Wales as well. Queensland, it's really hard. The 3 tries were scored on 3 different sides of the footy field, as I like to call it, the left, middle, and right. Daly Cherry Evans went through the left. Straight through the middle. Valentine Holmes went straight through the left. And then you had Cobbo with that assist to Gagai on that right side. So it's really hard to pick which way Queensland will go. But you did say Munster absolutely dominated the ball in attack. I thought he was pressured a bit as well. That's why he had to run the ball a lot more than he wanted to. He ran it 21 times for 198 metres, which is more metres than any other player on the Queensland side in that game, which is absolutely remarkable.
I did find that they rushed up on his outside men and cut off his opportunities. Now, because he was so damaging with the ball in hand, I don't think they do that again. I think they more or less try and hit him with the ball this time round. Like, obviously, they're like, let's take his opportunities away, rush up on his outside men, and let him make a decision then. But I don't think they expected him to play that well and just bust him up wherever he wanted to. So I really think they rush him and try and hit him in this game.
Absolutely, and they had to run more the Queensland halves and the New South Wales halves, but they still made 100 more metres than their halves counterparts. So, you know, you got players who, like Daly and Munster, they're sort of used to it in clubland where their players are running up to them, and that's why they've got all those tackle busts and stuff like that, so beware of that. But I wouldn't be afraid if they try and take the pressure off Cam and they pass it off to Daly, and we see some attack on the right-hand side from the Queenslanders as well. I'm looking at Selwyn Cobbo there particularly. I know that the Queensland, with Munster and DCE, they do favour that right-hand side. Fortunately, it wasn't Cobbo who scored last time, but we do know that that right-winger does get the preference over the left-winger traditionally when those two halves are in play. But it'll be very interesting to see how it plays out this weekend.
Yeah, 100%. I definitely think it's easier to pick try scorers in the New South Wales side than it is the Queensland side. Now, let's talk about picking a side to win here. Now, New South Wales at $1.65. I actually think they deserve to be favourites, but I don't think they deserve to be that much favoured. I think it's more like, you know, $1.80 to $1.90 sort of set up here. So I think the value still is with Queensland. And obviously the value either way is going to still be 1 to 12. We talked about how many games have been won by 1 to 12, 70% in the last 10 years. It was no different in game one. Very close affair. So love the 1 to 12, whichever side you're betting here. If you want value, I think it's with Queensland. But you've got a few things going here with New South Wales side. Obviously, big pressure here for them to win this game to stay in the fight. Obviously, it's going to be in the back of the minds of the Queenslanders that, yep, they've still got Suncorp up their sleeves. And if you believe in the whole Illuminati side that, you know, deciders are good for business, then obviously you like New South Wales as well here. So, yeah, look, hard to pick a side. For me, I think we still go down that route of either team to win minus 10.5. It's just a smart bet.
Absolutely. And, you know, my stats kind of talk towards the Blues here, favour them really heavily actually in a game two situation. They've won 3 of their last 4 origins in a neutral state. They've also won their last 4 game twos. And in the last decade, Queensland have only won the opening 2 games of origin once, and that was in 2016. If we take it back to 2006 when they first started, they only won the first 2 games of origin in 2009 and 2010 when they went on to go whitewash. So 3 times in the last 15 years, if you're looking at it in that perspective. It does point towards the Blues a bit, but, you know, any team who makes 7 changes, it's always going to be tough. They've also got the Panthers who are just absolutely killing it. Think of the Hello Sport Boys had a stat out there where if you have the full, if a Origin side has had the full club spine, which basically New South Wales do in terms of the 6, 7, 9 and 13, they have an 80% winning rate as well in Origin series. So a lot to look there in terms of the Blues. Let's hope Freddie, with that massive Panthers inclusion, we'll see if they go well or not.
100%, bro. Yep, I'm with you. Now let's dial in a try scorer straight off the bat. As soon as Burton was named at that left center spot, I was extremely interested in him. And then I dove into the stats, and obviously it kept coming up about the New South Wales left and how, you know, and this is a thing that I talk a lot about in the Supercoach podcast, is this red zone attack that these really good attacking top tier teams do, and Panthers are one of them. You know, you've got Yeo, Cleary, Luai all on the same side of the ruck, and what that does is it puts the defense in a bit of a fucking tizzy because they don't see it a lot, and all of a sudden they get caught out because they sort of, they compress in, and then all of a sudden the outside men, the second rowers, the centers, the wingers, they have the overlap on the edge. That's what happened in that first try for New South Wales in game one. I can see that happening more. I can see that pressure building on Cleary. Yeo's going to be that link man. And then all of a sudden, it's just going to get quick ball to Luai and Burton, and you've got 2 halves on the edge there that are going to be able to make really good decisions. You know, Luai is going to be able to go short to Murray or short to Burton or long to To'o. A lot of really good options there coming up against a few Queensland players that have been less than fantastic in defence. So I have to go Burton. I just love the value as well with Matt Burton at the moment at $2.90. That's crazy.
I mean, yeah, you got to go Matt Burton here. That was my main guy as well. I mentioned it earlier in the podcast. He's a scorer, not a creator when he's in that center role. So you just got to think of it that way. He holds the ball. He likes to make line breaks and take it up on himself. So I presume he's going to take that sort of mentality into this Origin game. So Matt Burden, definitely for me. We've also seen the left center for New South Wales score in 5 of the last 4 Origin games as well. So some bit of form there. I know, like, you got Latrell Mitchell there, but you also had Jack Wyden, who also plays 5-8 traditionally. So don't give me that bullshit that you think that Matt Burden think he can't score because he's not a traditional center. But I really like the New South Wales left center just to score a try.
Big time. And he's a big body, and we've seen what he can do at center for the Panthers. Like, he'll be fine. The other thing that I like about the center position, and we talked about this in the first podcast we did with game one, that, like, you know, wings have scored 36%. Centers have scored 25%, which is a lot closer than I thought it was going to be. And for me, I think it's because at this level, at representative level, wingers do not want to be caught coming in and getting beat on their outside. So they're always going to stick on their wing, mark up on their man, and just trust their inside defenders, right? Instead of trying to rush in and jam, or, you know, because that's what happens at NRL level, that, you know, these wingers jam in, they get caught out with a long ball, and then all of a sudden they're the ones that are looked like fuckwits. They're the ones you can blame for that try. Whereas if they stick on their wing and, for example, Whiten crashes over Gagai, all the pressure's on Gagai, all the blame goes on Gagai for missing that tackle, missing that read, not on Selwyn Cobbo, who stayed out in his wing. So I feel like at this level, wingers are putting their toes on the chalk and they're fucking staying out there. And that's why we're seeing the centers score. So, yeah, another tick towards Burton. I think the best bet of the game for the Chase Your Losses podcast has to be either team less than 10, Burton to score, that'll get you $4.75.
That's your sweet spot right there.
Oh, my God.
I think that's the way to go, especially what we're seeing with the Origin games, really tight. This series is going to be so tight, and this game too is going to be just as tight. So I think you just got to go that 10.5. And as we talked about Burton, it just statistically, it all points to him. So you just can't go away from him, unfortunately. So you're just going to have to take Matt Burton here to score, I think.
100%. All right, you're on here, second row Smokey. Talk to me. What do you got? I do like your call before with Siffer.
Yeah, absolutely. What's really annoying is that Sportsbet have caught on to my vibe, and I've only got him at $2.90, but I do like the left side second rowers for sure for New South Wales. Natty, you said it perfectly with your examination, running through those 80 minutes just before about how DCE overcommits. DCE defensively has been horrid this year in clubland, and obviously, as you pointed out, in Origin. You just got to go a left side second rower here. Cam Murray will start. We saw him's crossover last time they played. You're going to have to go him again, to be honest, because I don't see New South Wales scoring on that right side. On the left side, if you really wanted to have a crack, Kurt Capewell could pass over with that Cleary Munster sort of vibe as well. So you could go that way, but I think your best bet here is to go Cam Murray at $5.40, just to find. He's just got that New South Wales passion through and through, a captain at Rabbitohs level. He loves to be a leader in these Origin moments. He loves his state. I reckon he could get over for 2 tries in 2 games for the Blues.
I do. You have to go Cam Murray. And the reason you have to go Cam Murray is Sifu Talakai is only $2.90. It doesn't even qualify as a second row Smokey call. Do you know what I mean? I really do like Sifu as a try scorer. I just want to put that out there because he will come in and most likely play left. He's a left edge player at the moment for the Sharks, playing left center. I can see him spelling Cam Murray at some point and then running at some tired defenders and really fucking putting DCE to the test there. But $2.90, I mean, he's the same price as Burton. That's disgusting. You can't do that. So we'll go Cam Murray.
You son of a bitch. I'm in.
Absolutely filthy. You can absolutely not do that at all.
That's disgusting. So if you can find Siffer out there, anything above sort of $3.50, get on him.
Yeah, absolutely. If you can, anywhere at all, please put that bet on.
Big time. All right, let's talk about some first try scorers. And this is where I like to just chuck, you know, a couple of Stewie Divers on something a little bit crazy. The first thing I looked at that really caught my eye is that all Queensland no Queensland player is single digits. So that means their wingers are double digits for first try scorer, which I thought, wow, that's fucking, that's sexy as hell. Although I do think New South Wales come out with a point to prove and they will hit hard and hit early. I've got them to score the first try. So we will pick one for each team. I like to do that. Just, you know, keep you in the game. So for New South Wales, who do you like here? Let's try and get someone with a little bit of value. We like the left. So To'o's $10, Burton's $14, Tedesco $13, which I think is great value as well. Cam Murray $26, Jerome Luai $26. What are you thinking here?
I am looking, if we're looking for a New South Wales one, I'm going to go Jerome Luai here, first try scorer, because I think that we know that second row is the New South Wales thing. Cam Murray is the first second row to score a try in Origin in like 11 games. So we haven't seen that in so long. So I just feel Jerome Luai might step around Daly Cherry Evans. He's got that opportunity where when you've got DCE and a half as a possible defender who's overcommitting, you can either assure that either the 5'8 or the second row will score. I reckon Jerome Luai is a great bet here. Just to step through and score that first try. I know why Queenslanders are so much higher. Obviously, they're the outsiders, but also they haven't scored since the 2020 series first up in an Origin. So beware of that one.
I love that. Look, you can either do this. You can go, if you're very confident that New South Wales are going to score first, take the Luai at $26. Then if you want some skin in the game with Queensland, take them, just say first Queensland try scorer, and that will give you a chance to get both in the same game.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes.
So yeah. For Queensland, I mean, because they're such an unpredictable side, I'm like scrolling right down. I'm looking at Josh Papali at $51. first try scorer. I think that's lovely. But if I just get up the try scorers for the actual teams, because I actually don't mind that play. If we go Luai, $26, first try scorer for the game, and then first try scorer for Queensland, if I look at what Josh Papali is paying there, $21.
$21.
$21. Josh Papali running off Bent Hunt early in the game. Some other ones that I like to score first for Queensland. Cameron Munster's $9.75, but I do think he will command a lot of attention. Val Holmes $7.50, first try scorer for Queensland. What are you thinking here for the Maroons?
I'm looking at Caelan Ponga, to be honest. I reckon he's due for a try as well. $8, which is, I mean, you got Jeremiah Nanai, who's coming off the bench and is $7.50. That's a typo. But still, I really like Caelan Ponga at $8 there. I think he's probably the most value that you can get out of that team. And I can see him just skipping around the left side or just supporting through the middle. Maybe Papali makes that break, breaks your heart, Natty, and gives an offload to Caelan Ponga to score through the middle. So that's my possible game changer. Hopefully Pong is fit for this one.
That's the only thing that worries me, because he's had a groin issue, and then with the Raiders grabbing his shoulder, missing that assignment up against Hudson Young, he doesn't look 100%. But I'm with you. I do like the value for him at $8. I tell you what, let's put them all out there. So we'll put our name to all of them. Luai, I love. Put him in there at $26. Ponga, first try scorer for Queensland at $8. Josh Papali, first try scorer, $51.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
Got to put it out there. That's a fantastic big bit. Because, I mean, he started the game like a house on fire. And if you're going to take any front row to score a try, it has to be him.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like he's going to crash through the middle. I think he's more likely than any other front rower. So definitely take him early.
Love it. Love it. All right. Let's talk about some man of the match contenders here. We're sort of leaning towards a New South Wales win. So if we look at man of the match candidates, let me just get that. Is this in a different section? Must be. I know, player of the match. In all honesty, $7 for James Tedesco, you just cannot go past that.
Absolutely. He's someone who would just absolutely kill it. Usually we see Nathan Cleary lead this one, so I don't mind him at $5 as well. I think that's great value. But Isaiah Yeo is a forward option, $13.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We know that the people who select man of the matches, I guess in the Daily M sense, love Isaiah Yeo. Regardless on what the result is, as much as what Cleary has done, they really love a forward leading the pack there. So I think Isaiah Yeo for value is at $13 is a great value.
Yep, I'm big on Tedesco at $7 and Isaiah Yeo at $13. Now, I did hear this on another punting podcast. Shout out to Get 'Em On Side. They were talking about how they don't like to give man of the match winners back to back. So the fact that Cameron Munster commands so much respect out of that team and the next best player is Daylight, there's some really red hot value in the man of the match stakes if you want to take someone in the Queensland side. So for example, Cameron Munster is $5.50. Cherry Evans is $8.50. I wouldn't even look at him. The next guy, Kalen Ponga, $15. Harry Grant, $19. Someone like Valentine Holmes is $31. So I think there's a lot of value there to be had. I wouldn't be picking Cameron Munster just because the back-to-back man of the match there doesn't happen very often. They like to sort of spread the love a little bit. So that was a nice little tidbit there from the Get 'Em On Side boys.
Absolutely. And you know what? Obviously, Cam Munster is going to need something just as big as game one. For that, I'm actually looking at Tino at 20-1 here. I think Tino has got a bit of shoe to fill with Ruben Cotter being out. His form in the last 4 weeks has been unbelievable for the Titans. I think he's been their man of the match all four games, and he has lost all four games. So Tino can be absolutely massive here for Queensland if he brings his clubland form into this game. As I mentioned earlier, 76 more metres in the last 4 weeks than what he's done for the whole season, 37 more post-contact metres, commanding the ball with 5 extra carries. If he brings that into the Origin arena, I think that's your man of the match there for Queensland.
I love that. I love that. Let's settle on Tedesco for New South Wales and Tino at $21.
I got a boo-noo.
Love that.
Handshake done. Let's do it.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. All right. So just to recap some of those bets. So the best bet for the Chase Your Losses podcast for game 2, State of Origin, is either team to win by less than 10 points and Burton to score at $4.75. We like Cam Murray as our second row smoky at $5.40. But if you can find Sifitalakai, anything above sort of $3.20, $3.50, we love that. First try scorers. We think that New South Wales will score first. So if you want to chuck that into your D-gens as well, New South Wales will score first like that. We like Luai to score first at $26. Ponga to be the first try scorer for Queensland. If you want to get a little bit crazy, chuck a couple of bucks on Josh Papali at $51 as well. Your man of the match, guys, for New South Wales, Tedesco at $7. And Tino for Suamalaawi for Queensland at $21. We love that.
These games are a burial, a blowout, a human loss.
Unbelievable. I think that's some great best bets right there that all our punters will get around.
All right. You know what fucking time it is, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Is it DJ time?
It's time to get nuts.
Now you want to get nuts? Come on. Let's get nuts.
It is time to get nuts. Now, as I said earlier, we've already got a few in here. I just What did I say it was? I've messed this up.
I've got it here. I've got it here.
Yeah, so we've been plugging it in. Yep. So we're at $26, aren't we?
We were.
Okay, so what are we going to chuck in here?
So if we do either team by 10 or less and Matt Burton to score, that chucks us up to $130.
We can do better than that. We, mate, and seriously, the try after 8 minutes is a special. If you're talking D-Gen, you have to put that in.
Absolutely.
For State of Origin games, please whack that in there. Love that. What about chucking New South Wales in to score the first try? The more that we talked about that in that little segment there, the more that my member grew. I was thinking, yep, this is where my head's at. New South Wales will come out hard. I think they'll score first again. Chuck that in.
Do we want to? So I've got the first time. I've got 8 minutes or later. We're at 233-1 right now.
Let's get weird, bro. Let's get weird.
We're getting weirder. How much beers have you had? Were you at the pub before me?
Yeah, let's get weird, bro. And the thing is, so hard to just pick try scorers, to be honest, at the State of Origin level. So why not go real wild here and just start pissing in the wind?
Absolutely. Let's go. So now if I put all that in, we've got $488 right
good.
Now.
That's good gear, mate. That is good gear. That is very good gear. So just for the D-Gen punters that are still with us, can you please recap that multi, that D-Gen multi?
All right. It starts on Saturday afternoon. We've got New Zealand 13 plus into Joey Manu to score. Then we go into the next game. Tago and May, they just need to score. Then we've got kick out into Fiji minus 10.5 against PNG. And then to end it all, either team by 10 or less, Matt Burton to score anytime. 8 minutes or later, the first try. And as long as New South Wales score that first try, we're home 488-1.
Oh my God.
Can somebody say make money, money, make money, money, money?
Money, money. 488-1. I just love it. I really do. I love everything about it. Yep. Get onto it. 480-1. Oh God, please. Good year. I will be betting on it. All right, it's time to go head-to-head here, bro.
This is going
to
end right here, right now. Let's dance, dickweed.
So I can't remember who went first and who went last time, but I was first to the run sheet, so I chucked mine in first. And I've gone Queensland 1-12, which I'm starting to think may not be. You know what? I'm going to change that on the fly. Live change here. I'm going to go Queensland with the alternate line. Plus, so I'm giving them 8.5 start.
Okay.
8.5 start into Burton. Obviously, we love Burton, so I was first in, best dressed on him. Into Mazatulangi. I really do like this left edge. I love Tulangi. He's a fantastic finisher. Talked about the combination there with the Cowboys boys. So, and then what was that stat with the debut wingers scoring tries as well? I can remember that I did like that as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that obviously Cobbo didn't score on debut, but four of the last six Queensland debutant wingers have scored a try on their debut.
Nice. I'm just putting that in now. Queensland 8.5, then try scorers. I'm going, where are we? Matt Burton at $2.90 and Muzza, my boy Muzza, at something crazy. He was like $2.30 for a winger. That's going to get me $8.
Very nice.
So put $8 in there. Let's go. What have you got?
All right. Well, I am looking at try scorers first, of course. And obviously, you took Matt Burton off me, you bastard.
Stole him.
I swear to fucking God, if Freddie fucks up the combinations here again, I'm going to assume that Brian Toto is going to be on that left-hand side next to Matt Burden.
Yep.
And I'm going to take him to score a try. I also really like going back to the well, Selwyn Cobbo to score a try for the Queenslanders. I mentioned it earlier. When Munster and Cherry Evans are running the show, the right winger scores 7 tries in 10 games, as opposed to the left winger. So 7 out of 10, I'm going back to trust that they come down that right-hand side with Cherry. So really happy with that. Now, to end it all, the points are going over 38.5 here at Perth. The reason I am saying that is because we've seen in game twos that I believe, I'll just double check this now, that 3 of the last 5 game twos have been over 40 points. 3 of the last 5 games have gone over 40 points. So over 38.5 in Perth, I reckon it'll be an absolute barnstorm. We saw 44 points scored at the venue last time they took. And remember, because it is a 7 o'clock start, a 7:45 start here in Australia, it will be a Arvo game in that sense in Perth. A little bit drier, a little bit sunnier, more sunlight, less dew. There's going to be a lot of running rugby here, so I'm going over there, and that'll pay
$5.75. $5.75. Nice, bro. All right, give us a score prediction.
Score prediction for this one? Well, I've got to go at over 44 points, so I'm going to say that Queensland, as a Queenslander, will win. They'll win 24 points to 18.
Nice. I think it pains me to say it, but I think New South Wales get away with the win. I think it's going to be close. I'm going to go unders as well. I'm going to go right head-to-head here with you. I'm going to go 22 points to 18. The Blues get it done by 4 points, and that gets me over my Queensland plus 8.5 as well.
Bang. How good?
Lovely, bro. Another great hit out. Had a few people slide into the DMs. Asking us where the fuck the Origin preview was. So there you go, guys. You ask, we deliver.
Absolutely. And we love to tease. We love to tease till the very last minute.
Well, that's it. And also, you know, it gives us time to collate all the information and see. And the thing with, if you go too early, things can fucking change. People can get moved in positions. Injuries at training, all sorts of shit can happen, and it gets a little bit scary. So I do like to do these previews as close to the game as humanly possible. So being Friday, recording tomorrow, the game's going to kick off. So hopefully you're listening to this in the Saturday morning when you're mowing the lawn or whatever the fuck you're doing, and you can get on these punts.
Oh, absolutely. And definitely get on the D-Gen one for sure.
481.
Because 433-1. Oh, fuck. God, yeah.
Let's whip this bad boy home. All right, God. Let's get out of here, bro. That's enough dribble for one night. I'm Natty from the Weekly Rubdown. He's Rando from the Random Stats Guy. Go follow us on all the socials. We'll be posting some of those best bets that we talked about in this podcast up on the socials. And, of course, you know, don't be a coward. Get out there. Have a lash. Throw a few bucks on the D-Gen multi, because you know your next win could be one more punt away. Chase those losses, baby. Uru.
You can take me down. I have seen it all.
Get that, India.
Just let me win this one last one.